KKFT. Local, live, and happening now. With Greg Neft and Jerry Evans, your noon news.
And it is 84 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. It is your Wednesday, and we can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft, our top local stories this hour. Well, another day, another traffic nightmare on I-80. Coming up, what happened to close off I-80 eastbound in Sparks just as the morning rush was getting started. Meantime, another candidate coming out against data centers.
I'm going to stock tax breaks for data centers until they hold up their end of the bargain.
Directly ahead, what gubernatorial candidate Aaron Ford says he's going to do to curb them in Nevada. And the crisis of food insecurity prompting a visit from one Nevada senator to a local food bank.
There's so compassion. There's people that care here in Nevada.
On the way, why Catherine Cortez Masto says food banks are more important than ever. These stories and more on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And now with more, let's say good afternoon to Jerry.
Hey, good afternoon to you. Food insecurity, that's another one of those terms that's come up, like housing challenged or some of those other things, as opposed to saying hungry. Well, it's back to school week. How would you like your schools, your school principal to be Hillary Clinton in Douglas County, nonetheless, an opt-out for students in Carson schools, and the Shoshone Fire continues to grow near the Clan Alpines near Fallon. I got those stories and more coming up this hour during the noon news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. A new poll will be up before the end of the hour. It's been up for a while. Should the arsonists receive a prison term of 5 to 10 years, 10 to 15, or 15 plus years. And as a result of, we're actually not sure yet. Arson caused the Fred fire, but the bug fire was human caused. The determination as to who, what, or why, not determined yet, but that resulted in the death of a Shari Floyd, who lived just off Highway 395 north of Hallelujah Junction. But the most popular answer, as far as arsonists, 15 plus years. 77% of you say that an arsonist should get 15 plus years. And so you can vote at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. And if you want to log in now, you can vote on that. But before the end of the hour, we'll have a new poll up yet. And it is yet to be determined exactly what the question is. Got a couple of them in mind, but we'll get those up before the end of the year. FM News Talk time is 12:09. It's the new news. Back to you, Greg.
All right. Thank you very much there, Jerry, as we continue right along here on the KKFT News and Noon. And it is our top local story this half hour. Were you stuck in it? Eastbound I-80 now back open after a nasty crash near Vista Boulevard in Sparks.
NHP arrived on scene to find all travel lanes blocked, two vehicles and a motorcycle involved in the crash. Fire personnel arrived on scene and extricated the motorcycle rider driver from underneath one of the vehicles. That rider-driver was transported by ground ambulance to a local area hospital with serious to possibly life-threatening injuries.
NHP trooper James LaRose, the crash closed off the eastbound lanes for hours while crews cleared to work the scene. It's not clear just how many were injured or how badly they were hurt. Well, a traffic stop in Reno reportedly led to a major gun and drug bust. Police say Joshua Robles was stopped during the investigation. They claim the 42-year-old had 2.5 pounds of cocaine, more than 4 pounds of psilocybin mushrooms, over 600 pounds of various marijuana products, and three guns that were not legal. It was a violent scene in Truckee yesterday after a stolen vehicle from a carjacking in Sacramento makes it all the way up here. Police found the car in a commercial parking lot on Donner Pass Road near I-80. The driver crashing the vehicle down a nearby embankment before fleeing on foot across the freeway and into the woods. Police were able to find the suspect hiding along Donner Creek. The suspect, identified as Andrew Coleman of South Sacramento, was taken into custody. He's being held without bail at the Nevada County Jail. Well, almost 40 traffic tickets in the course of a few hours. Sparks police issuing 39 citations this morning after getting multiple traffic complaints near Sparks and Vista Boulevard freeway on ramps. Word is that they were going too fast. A call to be careful from Reno police as school starts up and more bikes and scooters hit the streets. Officers say they need everyone, including those in the two-wheeled variety, to be mindful.
Scooters and bicycles who are going to be going anywhere between 10 and 15 miles an hour when the average pedestrian is walking at 3 miles an hour. We don't want those collisions. We don't want people getting hurt.
And that's Sergeant Adam Blunt with Reno Police. Do you use natural gas from NV Energy? Well, look for a rate cut soon. The power company filed with the state to raise rates on gas customers, saying they'll cut electric bills in tandem. This would all begin on October 1st. FM News Talk Election Center 2026, one candidate for Nevada governor taking on data centers.
Data centers are swarming into Nevada communities, draining our water and jacking up our energy bills. And Joe Lombardo is handing them our tax money to do it.
Democrat Aaron Ford.
As your next governor, I will not let data centers raise your costs by 1 cent. I'm going to stop tax breaks for data centers until they hold up their end of the bargain. On my watch, data centers will need to pay for their own clean energy, bring their own water, and hire Nevadans for the good union jobs that they promised.
Ford claims Governor Lombardo has given hundreds of millions of dollars in tax breaks to data centers. Meanwhile, a new survey from analyst Nate Silver shows Lombardo, the Republican, you know this, with an edge over Ford, the Democrat, 48% to 44%. Those numbers are based on 5 polls that were conducted in July. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:12. Now with more, let's head right back over to Jerry.
Oh, changing demographics in Douglas County, more retirees, fewer families, and a budget deficit. The reasons for the merging of 2 elementary schools this year. More than 500 students were welcomed back to school Monday at Scarcelli Elementary School following the merger with Minnelli Elementary School. The school principal, Blaine Spires, quoted Hillary Clinton, "It takes a village to raise kids, and the way the district and community came together speaks volumes to that," end quote. I think I'd be looking for an alternative education if he were the principal of the school my kids attended. Are you willing to be a poll watcher for the election coming up in November? Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony will conduct a Zoom training session this evening at 6 p.m. Should go on for about 60 to 90 minutes. You can get for more information and sign up at gop.events/Nevada poll watcher, and I'm sure if you Google search that, you would come up with that. GOP.events, Nevada Poll Watcher. FM News Talk Time is 12:14.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
We have an injury collision working right now. I'm northbound at 395, right where Interstate 80 merges on to 395, right there at that exit. It is causing traffic to slow down towards the Spaghetti Bowl. Otherwise, we don't have any problems to tell you about, and Interstate 80 East and westbound through Reno and Sparks is moving just fine. Let me remind you that since 1986, Pro-One Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of their automotive needs. And don't forget, Pro-One Automotive is home of the no-appointment-needed gas or diesel smog check. It's 87 degrees. It's 87 in Sparks, Carson City, and Wellington. 76 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Warm and sunny afternoons, comfortable evenings, and very cool mornings to get the day started. As humidity levels on the dry side, but not extremely dry. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak choice and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vail, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vail get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Vail, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
For a limited time while supplies last, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner from Capital Control Systems. Yes, a free furnace when you buy an air conditioner for the same price. If you have a furnace 20 years or older, now's the time to buy. Limited supply available. Can't afford it? No problem. Financing is available on approved credit. This promotion won't last long. Don't wait. Call today.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Madness has taken over Reno. Teriyaki madness. Tired of tepid buffet foods under heat lamps? Fast food dragging you down? Well, you are what you eat. Teriyaki madness gives you fresh, delicious food made to order. Start with rice or noodles, pick your protein, and pile on your favorite veggies. Teriyaki will never be the same. Three Virginia Street locations, just a walk away. Taste the madness. Teriyaki madness.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
Some new back and forth in the legal battle between the state of Nevada and the prediction betting website, Kelsey. I'm John Potter for the new news. Kelsey takes prediction bets online for events in sports, politics, entertainment, just about anything. They say Nevada Gaming Control Board efforts to shut them down are solely about protecting casinos and using taxpayer money to do it. The state says Kelsey has ignored court orders to stop taking prediction bets from customers in Nevada. Kelsey promised to do that by August 12th, but the control board says their agents were still able to place them. Kelsey said the agents used an old version of their app and violated federal law by falsifying their location. The state is asking a judge to fine Kelsey $120,000 a day for failing to stop bets from customers in Nevada. Our state's not alone. Michigan and Washington State have their own lawsuits ongoing against Kelsey. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
If you're just checking in, the three big things you need to know. I-80 eastbound is back open after a nasty crash at Vista Boulevard, forcing the shutdown of all lanes on the eastbound side around 4 this morning. The freeway now back to normal. Number 2, Envy Energy natural gas customers could soon see their rates rise after the power company filed with the state PUC. In return, NVE would lower some electricity rates. And number 3, nearing full containment on the Bug and Stallion fires. Yesterday was the last daily briefing from fire crews as the team fighting the blaze begins to tear down and move into mop-up mode. Well, it's our top national story. President Trump, late yesterday, postponing his threat of tough talk, of tough tariffs, I should say, on Canadian goods.
They were set to take effect today. The announcement that he was pausing them came down just a couple of hours before. And President Trump said it happened after he had what he described as a good discussion with Canada's Prime Minister, Mark Carney. This deal has not been finalized yet. They're still working out the details. But the president in his announcement revealed that this would be a three-day pause on this 50% planned tariff on Canadian goods.
News Nation's Hannah Brandt, the tariffs would have covered products including dairy, alcohol, and furniture. Well, new reports alleged wholesale-sized cocaine deliveries were brought to Penn State University's campus near Pittsburgh, all in part of a large-scale cocaine operation ran by fraternity brothers.
More frat brothers now named in the alleged Penn State fraternity drug ring. And prosecutors say that students, yes, they actually allegedly moved the coke, by using the social media sites such as Snapchat and Cash App. So far, more than a dozen people have been charged in this, including one of the suspect's fathers. Authorities say the cocaine connections came from the Delta Upsilon and Sigma Chi fraternities, and officials say even the frat's pledges were directed to cut and package cocaine as part of their initiation ceremonies.
And that's Fox's Eric Shawn. 88 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Now with more, let's head right back over to Jerry.
Jackie Rosen was the keynote speaker this morning. The 30th annual Tahoe Summit happened earlier today, 10 to noon. Sand Harbor is still closed to recreation until about 5 this afternoon. A lightning-caused fire northeast of Fallon has grown to about 14,000 acres. The Shoshone Fire started with a lightning strike and is burning in open country at the north border of the Clan Alpine Wilderness area. Undersheriff Taylor Green will be the new sheriff in Alpine County. Current Sheriff Tom Minder is retiring November the 1st. And just to go back to fires, we had a lot of news about them last week. It's still a threat, so it's another sign to think about before you go out and start shooting, as in, obviously, practicing or whatever you may be doing. The Carson Ranger District is now prohibiting shooting of any kind except self-defense in the Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest. It's 12:22, and we'll take a look at the weather in a moment for the weekend and Friday and traffic. It's time for Phil.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
Emergency crews are on the scene of an injury collision northbound 580 just above the Truckee River as you make your way towards the Spaghetti Bowl. It is slowing things down because they have a lane closed. Please use caution in that area. Otherwise, in Sparks and in Carson City, Yerington, and around the lake, we're moving along just fine. Just watch out for a bunch of road work in Carson City, specifically Cone Peak between Copper Mountain Drive and Racetrack Drive. It's closed until about 5 p.m. It's 82 degrees in Virginia City, 86 in Dayton, 88 in Smith Valley, 75 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Warm and sunny afternoons, comfortable evenings, and very cool mornings to get the day started. As humidity levels on the dry side, but not extremely dry. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak choice in prime grades plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation, comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on two patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Tired of worrying about weak bones, osteoporosis, joint pain, or losing strength as you age? Discover OsteoStrong. In just 10 minutes a week, you can improve bone density, build real muscle strength, enhance balance, and reduce joint pain, all without sweating or straining. Feel stronger, stand taller, move better, and even support healthier blood sugar levels. Take control of your health naturally. Stronger bones, stronger you. Call 453-1939. OsteoStrong. Ask about our first free trial. OSReno.com.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
Reno Aces got pounded in Salt Lake City last night, 17-4. Two Salt Lake City players had five RBIs each. Game two of the week series is tonight. Boys soccer, highlight game tonight, Reno at Carson.
Kickoff at 7, McQueen at Galena, Douglas at North Valleys, Wooster at Sparks, Hug at Minogue. In volleyball yesterday, Carson over Reed, Spanish Springs beat Galena, DeMonte over McQueen. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Your Noon News on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And if you are just checking in, something to mar the back-to-school week in Washoe County at Hug High. The school had to go on lockdown yesterday after a student became disruptive, as police put it, in the parking lot of the school around 11 o'clock in the morning. The district says the student ultimately left campus. They were later located and no one was hurt. Well, speed limits around South Lake Tahoe and Truckee schools may now be lower, thanks to a new law, of course, that was passed in Sacramento.
Under Assembly Bill 382, passed in January, cities can lower school zone speed limits from 25 miles per hour to 20 or even 15 miles per hour in some neighborhoods. Cities can change the limit at any time through a local resolution or ordinance. By 2031, though, the statewide standard will be 20 miles per hour. Many cities that are already implementing the new speeds are also increasing enforcement. The CHP reminds drivers that school speed limits apply within 500 feet of schools when children are present. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The statewide average gas price in Nevada is holding steady. AAA says the average cost for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $4.77. The most expensive gas continues to be found in Mineral County, where it's $5.53. The lowest average price is in Eureka County, where gas is now $4.33. Gas is $4.77 in Clark County, $5.16 in Washoe County. But if you can make it out to Fernley, gas is $4.49 right off I-80. In California, the statewide average gas price is down by a penny.
AAA says the cost for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $5.57. In Los Angeles County, gas is now $5.64. It's 6 cents less in Orange County. Gas is $5.56 in Ventura County, $5.55 in San Bernardino County, and $5.52 in Riverside County. I'm Mark Mayfield.
When driving on I-80 in California, drivers there say the speed limit signs, well, they're just a suggestion.
While most California drivers know speed limits are important, many totally ignore them. That's according to a new study from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. One in three drivers say they don't follow speed limits because they think no one else does. Many think driving 10 miles per hour over the limit is normal, and over half say keeping up with traffic is safer than following the law. Drivers also say speeding saves time and that it's okay to speed so you don't hold up traffic and when you want to get to your destination faster. Experts warn that speeding's a factor in nearly 30% of deadly crashes. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Vroom, vroom, everybody. Highlighting the role food banks play in fighting food insecurity in Northern Nevada.
It's heartfelt because it makes you feel good that there's still compassion. There's people that care here in Nevada that want to support others, and that's what you see in these warehouses when people come and they line up for food assistance. That is food that is donated. That is food that is given by community members to help others who are in need right now.
Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto visiting the Catholic Charities Food Bank in Reno yesterday. Well, prosecutors calling key witnesses yesterday in the trial of Dwayne Davis, who's accused of orchestrating Tupac Shakur's 1996 murder in Las Vegas.
Former Death Row Records Security Chief Reggie Wright Jr. denied having anything to do with the shooting.
Did you have anything to do with the murder of Tupac Shakur?
Absolutely not.
Wright testified that he helped coordinate security around Shakur's hospital room before the rapper died. Former Mob Hero member James McDonald also took the stand, describing tensions between rival gangs and saying he did not want to testify. Davis has pleaded not guilty and faces a murder charge in the case. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Do you drive a Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram? Listen up. Stellantis is recalling over 848,000 vehicles across four of its brands.
The recall is to fix an issue with the rearview camera where the radio software blocks the footage from showing up on the media screen. Model year 2026 and 27 Chrysler Pacificas, Pacifica plug-in hybrids, and Voyager minivans, along with 2026 and 27 Dodge Chargers, are being recalled. Model year 2026 Dodge Ram 1500 and 2500 pickups, ProMaster and ProMaster EV vans, along with Jeep Cherokee, Compass, Gladiator, Grand Cherokee, Grand Cherokee L, Grand Wagoneer L, and Wrangler models are also being recalled because of the issue. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News, I'm John Saucier. The U.S. pausing 50% tariffs on Canadian goods that were supposed to go into effect today. President Trump reports good talks with our neighbors to the north.
We had a very good conversation with the Prime Minister last night, and we've come to a deal with Canada. As you know, the 50% tariffs across the board were going on against Canada today.
Prime Minister Carney says the postponement will last until the end of the week. Police in Atlanta have arrested and charged Lakeisha Brown for allegedly kidnapping two children. The Atlanta police out with 911 audio in which the child's mother tells an operator Brown had been babysitting.
She told me they was in the accident, but she's not answering her phone, or she's not picking up her phone, she's not texting back. She told me that they had got transferred to a children's hospital. She said he was falling, but I called all the hospital, and they're not in nobody's system.
Police did find the children. Both of them were safe. America's listening to Fox News.
We have 88 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport at 12:30. A very good Wednesday afternoon to you. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft on the KKFT News at Noon. And if you are just joining in, it is our top local story. The question, were you stuck in it? Eastbound I-80 now back open after a nasty crash near Vista Boulevard in Sparks early this morning.
NHP arrived on scene to find all travel lanes blocked, two vehicles and a motorcycle involved in the crash. Fire personnel arrived on scene and extricated the motorcycle rider driver from underneath one of the vehicles. That rider driver was transported by ground ambulance to a local area hospital with serious to possibly life-threatening injuries.
And that is NHP Trooper James LaRose. The trash, I should say, closed off the eastbound lanes for hours while crews worked to clear the scene. It's not clear just how many people were injured or how badly they were hurt, but it was a mess. Well, a traffic stop in Reno reportedly led to a major gun and drug bust. Police say Joshua Robles was stopped during the traffic violation. They claimed the 42-year-old had 2.5 pounds of cocaine, more than 4 pounds of mushrooms, and over 600 pounds of illegal THC products. Oh, by the way, 3 guns that were not legal either. It was a violent scene in Truckee yesterday after a stolen vehicle from a carjacking in Sacramento makes it all the way up I-80 right here. Police found the car in a commercial parking lot on Donner Pass Road right near the freeway. The driver crashing the vehicle down a nearby embankment before he fled on foot across that freeway and into the woods. Police were able to find the suspect. He's been identified as Andrew Coleman along Donner Creek. He's of South Sacramento. He's in a lot of trouble. Almost 40 traffic tickets in just a few hours. Sparks police issued 39 citations this morning after getting multiple traffic complaints near Sparks and Vista Boulevard freeway off-ramps. A call to be careful from Reno Police as school starts up and more bikes and scooters hit the streets. Officers say they need everyone, including those on the two-wheeled variety, to please be mindful.
Scooters and bicycles who are going to be going anywhere between 10 and 15 miles an hour when the average pedestrian is walking at 3 miles an hour. We don't want those collisions. We don't want people getting hurt.
Sergeant Adam Blunt with Reno Police. FM News Talk Time, 12:34, coming up today.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Trying to start your broken down grill is like looking for help in a big warehouse. Nothing happens. It's grilling season, so get yourself to Ace Hardware, Collin Ranch. Place for the best selection of smokers, grills, and cooktops. When you need it in stock, Ace is around the block. Ask about Ace's Grills to Go. Ace is cooking right next to where you live. Ace is your grilling and accessory headquarters. Get cooking with Collin Ranch Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
FM Top Weather.
Warm midweek weather in the mid-90s. Overnight lows, low 60s. We'll see things ease just a bit by the weekend, but until then, it's a warm one with partly cloudy skies. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
A new survey finds speeding has become routine for most Nevada drivers. I'm John Putter for the new news. AAA reports 51% of Nevada drivers say keeping up with traffic is safer than sticking to the speed limit. 30% see speeding is necessary when getting around slow traffic. 23% say they use speed to get where they're going faster. And 19% of Nevadans say speeding is just the way they drive. So when do Nevada drivers slow down? 76% told AAA they hit the brakes to avoid a speeding ticket. 70% will slow down to avoid an accident. 50% will slow down in bad weather. At the same time, 90% of Nevadans agree that law enforcement needs to crack down on speeders, and 75% approve of cameras to catch bad drivers. The study highlights growing concern over rising unsafe speeding, and according to AAA, speeding is to blame in about one-third of traffic fatalities. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your new news.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading as Treasury yields tumble and healthcare stocks advance. Shares of Moderna are surging 140%, and Merck stock is up over 10% following news that their customized melanoma vaccine kept patients cancer-free for longer than standard treatments. And the minutes from the Fed's late July meeting were just released this afternoon. Most participants supported keeping interest rates unchanged, but several favored an increase. Many officials say that higher interest rates would likely be necessary if inflation did not fall. Target is raising expectations for the year on the back of stronger than expected quarterly results. Its sales rose 3.8%, its strongest quarterly sales in years after the big box retailer lowered prices and updated stores and merchandise. Its stock is up 5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
KKFT.
And we have 88 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. It is good to have you with us here on this Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. And this is the KKFT News at Noon. It is time right now, 12:30, as it always is, for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us live in studio right now to talk a little bit about your money and what's going on with it. And Mike, as Fox Business just mentioned, there is an appetite apparently among some Federal Reserve Board members for a rate increase. Oh, my.
No, actually, that's a problem. I would say I was thinking they were going to be hedging more for a rate decrease. Mm-hmm. As I said, you asked me this question a while back. What are they going to do? I said they're going to hold it steady, which they did. But the surprising news that came out today is, no, there are people jonesing for an increase, not a decrease. And that is particularly troubling because that, you know, right now, Treasury yields really all-time high. Last 30 years, they dipped this morning because of the buyback program. But that really is going to, that cost of capital is going to be real for that. That's going to be felt by the government and business owners. And I think those are things that just, it is what it is intended to do, which is dampen enthusiasm to deploy capital. Not good if you're looking to grow and expand as a business owner.
No, certainly not. You want more capital. You want more capital in the market. Well, the other thing I wanted to ask you, and this is almost, I mean, this is national news. President Trump has been going back and forth with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on tariffs, and we all know the tariffs, they hurt more than they help. Look, that's the prima facie case of it all. A three-day pause does nothing. I mean, nobody can plan around that. What are we trying to get here? What do we want?
Well, you're trying to get a whole bunch of product moved in 3 days is what you're trying to
do. I can see the backups on the bridge now.
All right. No, but that's it. And I think what tariffs do is they drive policy. And I think that's what they're trying to impact. Short-term, these aren't a long-term anything. They're trying to influence how Canada is acting, whether or not that is going to create the desired outcome. Who knows? But we're going to have to all suffer through it. I mean, we've been suffering through it for 2 years. So, you know, the policies are changing. They're changing to benefit American producers and consumers long term. There's some short term pain.
And there's going to be that, obviously. You know, I can't let you go without talking a little bit about Aaron Ford's comments today. He released a video saying that he is going to end all tax breaks for data centers. He doesn't want them in the state. No thank you. No bueno, as you often say, which is in direct contrast to Governor Lombardo's policies on data centers, which I think is a little bit more moderate, if you ask me. Thoughts on candidate Ford and his statement?
You know, he's pandering for votes is what he's doing, right? We call it fear-mongering. As you and I both very well know, that data centers, they are good for the data center. They are required to continue to grow and expand our economy. So they're going to go somewhere. It's just a matter of getting the right deal. So, and any time that I would say that you start to isolate or identify a sector and call them out, business owners today, they just do not suffer that long. Mm-hmm. They want to go where they are wanted. They know that is good for them. And that what that is going to mean is Utah, you know, other places that have plenty of space. These things don't consume a ton of water. They just do need power. But all that infrastructure is going to be for the benefit of all the residents that end up with that new infrastructure. So I think that is buffoonery at its highest level. Hopefully, you know, people aren't swayed. And ultimately, the bigger problem is that puts people, you know, maybe not hitting the brakes on data centers, even with the current Lombardo administration, but it definitely has people talking.
And, you know, I can't let you go without putting in a plug for the data center show that's coming up this Saturday on your YouTube channel. You talk with someone, a data center developer, as a matter of fact. Right. We won't say who, but one that's, let's just say local, if you will.
That's local.
We debunk a few myths, don't we?
All we do is on the show, Bosma Business on YouTube, at Bosma Business, is tell the truth so people can make informed decisions. We don't have an opinion as far as, you know, left, right, center. We just want to let people know what's going on.
Absolutely. And that's on YouTube, the Bosma on Business radio show and podcast coming up on YouTube Saturday. Mike, today's Moment with Mike. Thank you so much for joining us. Keystone CPAs wants to help you out. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Keystone CPAs. Mike, we'll talk again tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Greg.
Can't wait. It is 1243. Jerry?
Probably a decade before Carson City Freeway intersection fix. That was said yesterday at the meeting of the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. It included conversation about the intersection of Highways 50 and 395 and Interstate 580. About a half a dozen accidents over a two-week period there. About a month ago, Carson City's transportation manager said he and others recently met with NDOT, and quoting him, "It's still a number of years out, probably more than 10, he said, referring to funding of an overpass at the intersection. Mayor Lori Bagwell also said she didn't see NDOT bumping up the intersection overpass on the priority list. On the agenda tomorrow for the Douglas County Commission, the board will consider a notice of termination from Knox Excavating regarding the 2024 agreement governing public health and safety measures at the Painted Rock Mine. Legal counsel for the mine operator, Knox Excavating, delivered a formal notice of termination early in June, or July 23rd, rather, taking the position Knox's agreement with Douglas County terminated as of July 23rd. Knox now asserts that the federal BIA, BLM, and state NDEP restrictions apply to its mining, crushing, and hauling activities. The county disagrees with Knox's position. Knox has made it clear that it intends to reject the county's authority to enforce the same limitations that were the basis of the BIA and BLM's findings of no significant impact. Carson City School District trustees approved a new curriculum opt-out provision. Last week, the district's family and parent engagement policy, called Policy 106, also includes new parental disclosure requirements involving students' social or gender transitions. And we always like to hear from you about these topics and others. You can text us at 775-884-9910. Do not text while driving, 775-884-9910. The Guy Benson Show, 1 to 3 p.m. today. When asked, always remember to answer 99.1 or 92.3 FM. No matter what the question, what's your address? 99.1 or 92.3 FM Talk. It's 1246.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
They're still working a pretty nasty accident northbound 395/580 right above the Truckee River. That's just past the Grand Sierra Resort. It is slowing traffic down. Consider using Kitski as an alternate route. We also have another collision working, this one in Fernley on West Main Street at alternate 95. Fortunately, it's not on Interstate 80, but it is slowing things down through town. Let me remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only 99 greenbacks at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 89 degrees in Sparks and in Urington, 87 in Minden, 76 in Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Warm and sunny afternoons, comfortable evenings, and very cool mornings to get the day started. As humidity levels on the dry side, but not extremely dry. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak, choice in prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Feeling a need to connect? You're not alone. Connection Central brings people together to share authentic stories and meaningful conversations. There's no pressure to talk. You can simply listen, laugh, learn about others, and enjoy the experience. Everyone is welcome at these free gatherings. Leave feeling inspired, energized, and more connected to community. You'll love that one conversation can change your week. Learn more at ConnectionCentral.org. Over 40 gatherings each month in Northern Nevada. ConnectionCentral.org.
Discover the secret to radiant, glowing skin with Diamond Glow at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Diamond Glow exfoliates, extracts, and simultaneously infuses your skin with nourishing serums. Their medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Reveal your freshest, brightest self in just one session. Book your consultation today at hallandrye.com.
Are you tired of cookie-cutter vacations that leave you unfulfilled? At Spellbinding Travels, they believe your journey should be as unique as you are. Whether you want to discover a hidden Hawaiian beach, set sail on an epic ocean cruise, or experience an extraordinary VIP day at a world-class theme park, they'll custom-tailor every detail. Don't just travel. Bring your family together for the magic. Visit SpellbindingTravels.com. Spellbinding Travels. Your journey begins here.
Need top-notch equipment for your landscaping project? Wharton Concrete Forming Supply has you covered. From the biggest pieces of machinery to the smallest tools, Wharton has it all. Our rental and repair department ensures that you're never left stranded. Open 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, we're here to keep your projects on track. Why Wharton? Because we have what the others don't. The biggest selection of equipment rentals. Call us today at 775-241-9494. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply, where your projects meet their perfect match. 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House.
Hi, Dr. McCormick.
Hey, Stan. It's great to see you. What's going on?
I was wondering if you could take a look at my calculator finger. I'm always crunching numbers, and I want to look good when I'm doing it.
Remember when Heritage Bank gave us that great loan to bring my surgery center to life? You were sure crunching the numbers for us then, and they look great.
Yeah, but what about my smile? Helping customers always puts a smile on my face. In fact, I smile so much, I have a smile crease right here.
That's a great smile, and I love all the smiles every time I go into Heritage Bank.
Okay, but I really have this one freckle on my ear. I love listening to my customers, and I don't want anything to get in the way.
Stan, you've always listened to me and what my business needs. In fact, I was so impressed, I moved my accounts over to Heritage.
But Dr. McCormick, I really, really want to be perfect.
Well, Stan, we can actually do that for you. Look at this photo. It shows what you'll look like once you are perfect.
Hey, that's a picture of Heritage Bank.
Exactly.
Heritage Bank of Nevada. It's not how big your bank is, it's how big you are with your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Further Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
And we have 88 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Well, look to the sky if you're looking for an Amazon Prime delivery. Amazon says they're significantly expanding their Prime Air drone delivery services with plans to reach nearly 500 cities and towns across the U.S. by the end of the year.
The company says customers can receive eligible items, including groceries, medications, and household goods, in as little as 30 minutes. After an order is placed, packages weighing up to 5 pounds are loaded onto autonomous drones that use onboard sensors and obstacle avoidance technology to navigate safely to customers' homes. The drones identify a safe drop zone before delivering the package and returning to base. The expansion marks a major step in Amazon's push for faster delivery service. I'm Monica Nelson.
Well, is there anything Waffle House can't do? Would be nice to have a location here in Nevada, but one can dream. Meantime, they've decided to start testing tacos.
The chain's launching the trial test in its home base of Atlanta only, where they'll wrap iconic fillings like cheese, steak, chicken, and patty melts into warm flour tortillas. Breakfast taco pairs start at $7.50, while lunch and dinner versions run $7.25. And yes, the usual Waffle House hash browns can still ride alongside them. The company says early feedback's been positive, but there's no word yet on whether the limited test will spread beyond Atlanta. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
At 12:52, not sure if you've ever had Waffle House, but it's so, so good. It is 12:52 here on the KKFT News at Noon.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
After games last night, the high school volleyball season is in full swing. A couple of games today. Winners last night included Carson, last year's number two team in the North, over Reed. Spanish Springs beat Galena DeMonte over McQueen. Boys soccer, there are six games today. The highlight game, Reno taking on Carson, 7 o'clock tonight at Carson High School. The Aces got beat bad, 17-4 last night in Salt Lake City. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? Five? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest, that's 2 years of no interest on approved credit, and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967 they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing, Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranties.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Cromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages and benefits start day one. Cromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City, an affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Wednesday between 3 and 6 p.m.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road. Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Warm midweek weather in the mid-90s. Overnight lows, low 60s. We'll see things ease just a bit by the weekend, but until then, it's a warm one with partly cloudy skies. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
A new study shows coffee drinkers are being associated with healthier body composition. Researchers in Finland say those who drink more coffee, for the most part, had lower levels of body fat and greater skeletal muscle mass. The study looked at more than 2,200 people who are 46 years old with similar body mass indexes. Researchers say the results could push further studies to figure out whether coffee itself caused any of the biological differences. In other words, coffee, it picks you up and never lets you down. It's 12:57 here on the news at noon.
Oh, that's my cue. I was just writing down something. Will they start using this term if somebody is, a not particularly fit? They are body composition challenged. Well, the Carson City Board of Supervisors could approve a $2.2 million contract with Journal Technologies of Los Angeles for establishment of e-courts. The contract would run 5 years. If approved, district court case information could be or should be online no later than June of 2027. And the new system would allow the public to file and view documents online and pay fines and fees 24 hours a day, seven days a week. How convenient. The cyber attack a year ago this month was one of the reasons cited for the proposal and the possible acceptance, and that shut down the state business for about 2 weeks last year. And I almost changed my mind regarding a poll. I'll stick with what we've got, but it was going to be something along the lines of, should we be required to have to file for things like, say, demo permits online, or can't we still do it in person? And we may get to that tomorrow. But right now, with a meta case going on in Southern California, it ain't Shakespeare, it's just a poll. Who is more responsible for social problems? Social media or parents? Or both? Vote at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. We'll get that up in just a couple of minutes. It's primarily based on problems with kids. But who's more responsible, the parents or social media? We'll get that up, vote, and talk to you tomorrow during the new news on FM Talk.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.